Welcome to PadreChurchU.com at our philanthropic university, Gnostic, of course, here in Colombia, La Sierra Nevada. Well, today we are taping from Fusa.
Sylvania.
Sylvania. And we're talking about...
Between Fusa and Sylvania.
Actually. Between. We're right in the middle of the belly.
An hour away from Bogota.
Nice. We're in the middle of two towns. And we are very close to Bogota. Bogota. Bog. God. In Russian, of course. That's why. Это Бог. That's God. So we're talking about currencies. And since we're making our first movie, and this movie is like a launch for the university, really, and the campus, and the new world, and everything encompassing, but really the vision quest. So everybody that we have downloaded or taken snapshots of, including photos off the web, anything that's come off that's not my work, original work, is somebody else's that I have gratefully and been inspired by to say thank you for the time that you've given me viewing you for some as long as 12 years, 13, around there. The ones that awoke before you guys, and we were the elders, of course, so ones that were born in the 60s and 70s in that time. We all awoke in 2012, as you can see, the seven Bomars and the Santos Bonaccis and the Nicholas David Nangs of all these occultists who came out of the woodworks out of nowhere online, showing you that there is a new world coming already. Preparation. So we were weaving the foundation for everybody, the transition, because we had no choice but to transition. We are in retirement, therefore we are in a new life. So we made this game of life, school of life, our retirement fund forever, because we realized that we were here as one stream of consciousness, evolution, and moving forward in time forever. That's love. So everybody who's been in our movie or inspired us to create what we've created, only from the voices of humanity. And that's what we used. And since you offered your voices and your time and your stories and your beautiful creative music and poetry and wisdom and amazing storytellers through astrology, I've listened. So in the end, it changed my mind about astrology because it made me realize, man, these guys are just pumping out millions of little stories like a school teacher in a little classroom, you know, of five-year-olds. Let me tell you a story of three little bears. And there was a mama bear, a papa bear, and a baby bear. And so we realized that life was all about being creative. And the creativity was what propelled us into the future. Our eager, our desire, our thirst for the same good feeling, love. So everybody who's in the movie gets to, we'll create this app. And I'll pass you over to Lucha Bermudez.
Just putting the spot. So we want to prototype how the royalty systems work in the Aurora Network. The Aurora Network is where we want to have all the videos, all the audios, all the multimedia resources, 3D, everything. For the purpose of others to reuse, get inspired. So it's very positive content, part of the Gnostic University. There needs to be a teaching behind it, a lesson, wisdom. So we can do that manually, right? That's how usually we do. They say the credits, this person appear here, and blah, blah, blah. But we have AI. And with an AI, we can look at the video, look who appeared, AI recognition, face recognition. And then you can calculate the percentage of the time that person appeared. And based on the time of that contribution, then you will calculate the royalties that that person will get. Yeah. There needs to be like maybe an equation of who is the end creator of the whole movie. Yeah. Because it gets a little bit more, because putting all the story together gets a little percentage more, maybe like 50%, and the other 50 is divided by who appears or something like that.
Say the movie made, the whole entire movie made $1 billion. And from that $1 billion, we always apply the crypto rule of a 369, which is 33, 33, 33, and then divided equally into 11, 11, 11, and then into 11, 11, and then into 11, which is always the same equation, 3. And so we know that the first 33% goes always into the mothership. That's the creator of everything. It holds, basically, it's the egg. And as we put in, we fill the egg. And so we want that egg, which is Pachamama, the earth, nature itself. We want our foundation always to be here, right? No erosion, no floods, no nada. We are magicians, so we can control the weather around what we need based on our emotions. So 33 goes there, and that's the foundation. 33 goes into your Wallaby wallet. Remember, it's your crypto fund until the whole egg bursts and hatches, because Pachamama, nature, mother, has two wombs. We will always take it back to Pleiades and the esoteric meaning of a kangaroo. Two wombs, two nucleuses, right? The mother is already seated. She has the possibility of birthing a child because she is a woman. Genetically, she's already there. And so it's the same. And so two wombs, when you're hatching crypto, you need the mother womb, womb of creation, all the creation in creation, all the dreams in one, and then all the individual little creations, because they are the little seeds. That's the other womb that contains the seed. When the mother falls pregnant, the seed was the activator, was the memory, was the original blueprint. That's why you could have a birthing in the womb to activate that seed. And so 33 goes into the wallet, and that stays there until we launch the nation of nations. And
it's a crypto wallet.
Exactly. And then the last 33% gets divided into three lots of 11. And there is our rejuvenation fund. And that's where you go in and say, oh, I'd like to invest in my friends here, and I'll give him 11%. And here, 11%, and here, and now I'm spreading my parches, my soul family, my currency. We're weaving, as you would say, a mandala, making sure that we're supporting each other, not just in the first layer of, you know, the womb, which is all of us, but in the other parameters too, so that we're going into community and then into global and then into galactic.
So that last 33% is actually the one that is divided between all the other that were participating in the
video. Yeah. So it's an opportunity every time, especially for the new people who meet new alliances or keep bringing their teams back to get trained in holding space and running circles, the quests we call them. And you're going to build new alliances because it's for your parcha. And so you get an opportunity to invest in new people all the time. And that allows them to have a good support system, a network already that's got a very solid foundation. And so if we all give a little, it's kind of like what Pachamama says, it's the missing piece. It's that piece of the pie that's the same as that bite from the apple. It's that one piece. It's the original piece of creation. You take a bite. It's alchemy. And then you put it in your mouth. It alchemizes and gives you all these signals. And then you taste it. And then you get euphoria all through your body. And then you get love. And then you understand what the world is trying to do within you. So it's an opportunity for us to recreate, rejuvenate. It's like watering a plant. You just got to keep going out there, watering the plant, talking to it, loving it. Same as animals, same as humans. It's the interreaction. Otherwise, the conduit doesn't stay. and then it finds a new conduit where it should be able to stay no matter where it goes. And it's just a mastery to get to. Yeah, so it's a project for the university, for the scholars when they start, and like an immediate one, which will be linked to the Aurora network, because how that will form is that everybody joins and creates one network. You take all your new subscribers to the new network, that's all. Your other followers can stay on like YouTube, or they'll have to join so that they can support the network. I mean, you don't need 10 million people to scroll through. You just need to be a part of a community that is going to feed you good nourishment. And who better than the people that you listen to that are already the influencers? So if they are influencing, let them understand what they're trying to influence. Because if you're a character, then okay, you're giving them some fun. And then you can say your tarot is entertaining. But if you're serious and reading, like, I'm not a doctor, well, then you might want to be a medical astrologer and claim yourself with pride and say, I am a doctor. And these cards give good advice, because this is the intuitive way that we read as the new doctors. Let me take your pulse and look into your eyes and see your retina. Let me read your soul. Let me touch you with my hands and see with temperature, can I see, feel that there is something inside of you that needs more love? Can I put my hand on your heart and heal you from all your mind trauma? Can I lay my hand on your belly and give you a recreation? Yeah, that's the new doctors. So they're afraid, all these YouTubers who are meant to be influencers, afraid to speak their truth, because they don't have a job if they'll get kicked off. And it's the only platform, really, besides, it's the only free platform. Everywhere else you got to pay for a membership, like Patreon and all of those, and they're smaller, so that's why they have to charge you. But YouTube can afford to not charge you. So that's exactly what we want on the Aurora network, our totally free network shared. So how we can even calculate it is and quantify the cost of the network. If we were to do it now, we could get 20 YouTubers who said yes, evaluate all of their movies, how many they've done, how much they've posted, all the time they've spent, which I'm sure is a lot. Let's say
so. We already know it. It's like, uh-huh, one video is 5 gigabytes. Uh-huh. An hour of video is 5 gigabytes.
You know what they're worth already.
Because we already know how much, mm-hmm, space we need, because that's the, uh-huh, thing. And if you are, let's say we are like on it every day, yep, and we make an hour video every day, which is a lot.
You're an 8-hour person on that tube, man.
I mean, but that can be a good analysis of how much space do we require, mm-hmm, server-wise. Mm-hmm. Because we're saying that, you know,
accommodate.
A normal YouTuber, we have 150 gigabytes. Per month. So this is 1 terabyte per year, mm-hmm, right? And that costs money right now. And YouTube, yeah, you can put anything you want. So that's why, as you said, it's sort of free, because you can put, that's a good place to store your videos.
Exactly,
forever.
Exactly. But then YouTube goes down and you've lost all of your avatar.
Well, if YouTube goes down, YouTube also goes down.
Because no, what I'm saying to you is
everybody
that
goes down.
Is
actually
that, is that if you cannot afford to go on the network when the taxes come in, you'll not be able to access any of your family personal stuff.
So the thing
that's
is,
what I'm saying,
as we're going now, is that storage is going to be more and more expensive every time. Instead of being the other way around, which storage should be free. I mean, should have my phone and just storage free forever. I shouldn't care about storage, really,
but you have to build it. But you, so, in your own house, if you needed storage, you would have to build it. So you would have to, why can't you have a network every time you need storage that you can be the builder?
Yeah, so people are going to charge more and more for storage. Why? Because videos, we're making more videos, more images that are higher in memory. So yeah, we're going to require a lot, you know, all the little things that people are doing in cartoons, and it's a lot of data. So
it's a digital world. We're going into the mind, and the mind needs, in order for it to grow in its cranium and smartness, it needs to be able to activate more storage. And so before we were storing, what were we storing? Before digital, what did we store?
Before digital, we store
money,
pictures.
Money, coins. We had to go to the bank, okay? You had to pay for that. And then you went digital and you had to pay electronically, you know, funds and services. Just store your money in boxes, just numbers. And now we're not storing money. We're storing memories. Memory is the new money. All of our conscious memories.
And your information, your realization.
Everything, because you'll forget who you are.
Because you want to remember who you are.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you can search very fast and remember everything.
Exactly. And before we kept our photos private to ourselves and our ancestors hanging on the walls as guardians. But now we don't have our ancestors hanging on the wall because nobody takes a photo and hangs it. It's stored digitally. And secondly, you don't own your information because you have to have a whole storage system separate from that that stores it. Like it used to be on a disc. Remember we used to put them on a disc or on a little, what do you call it? Floppy, not one of those little things.
External disc. Yeah.
External disc.
USB.
Uh-huh. So we got to store it in water, little droplets of water, crystals. The new shamans are coming in. They're going to put crystals in our skull. Uh-huh. Nice. We've got to fly. You know, that's the whole purpose of the Aguila Condor story, is the Merkaba Tetragrammatron. Yeah. An order of magic. See, there's an order of love and there's an order of magic.
Yeah.
That's a black and white, you see. Bon appetit for you today. Some mangoes. Delicious mangoes. Sweet. Parchesyou.com.